Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been looking at the story of Lot, beginning in the book of Genesis, chapter number 13. And we've seen this week, the first 3 days, that Lot started that progression. He started heading that direction. And certainly, I don't believe that Lot ever planned and had it in his mind to go as far as he went toward the city of sin. But there was a progression, and I want to look at that today. The Bible says that in chapter number 10, Lot lifted up his eyes. He looked. He lifted up his eyes, and he saw the attraction, the well-watered land. He saw a land even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt. He looked and he saw the place of Sodom and the area of Sodom. May I say that every temptation begins, you know, with us, you know, with that look, with that glance, with that gaze. Someone has once said, you know, you may not be able to stop a bird from flying over your head, but you can stop it from building a nest in your hair. Well, that's kind of the way it is. There's some things that we see that we shouldn't. There's some things that come into our view and vision that we shouldn't. However, we don't have to stop there. We don't have to gaze. We have that glance, but it's unavoidable. But my friend, when you begin, that glance turns into a gaze is where the danger comes in. Well, the Bible says, by the way, that he saw this, he looked, and I think it's interesting that the Holy Spirit says, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. I wanted to make sure that we inserted that. He looked, he saw it, how beautiful it was before God destroyed it. What I think that is telling us is that beauty was temporary. Those things that looked so appealing, they were only temporary, and they were going to pass away. And certainly that place of brimstone, fire and brimstone, was anything but pretty. And the carcasses of all of those, the mass of humanity that lost their lives as God rained down hell fire out of heaven. Friend, there's no doubt in my mind, was the most, one of those tragic scenes ever recorded in history. But we see that he looked. And then the Bible goes on down and says in verse 11, he chose. Then Lot chose. First of all, Lot lift up his eyes. Secondly, Lot chose. And of course, it was there that they separated themselves one from the other. Lot looked and Lot chose. He chose all the plain of Jordan. Lot journeyed east and they separated themselves the one from the other. And the Bible says, and Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan. But here is the progression. The Bible says that he looked. He cast his eyes. Lot lift up his eyes. Secondly, Lot chose. He made a conscious decision. Then the Bible says Lot journeyed. These are all verbs. Lot journeyed. He headed out in that which he had chose. He started down that path, going in that direction. And then the Bible says Lot dwelled. Yeah, Lot dwelled. As a matter of fact, he says, Abraham dwelled in the land of Canaan, but Lot, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent toward Sodom. And let me just add this. The narrative goes further to tell us that not only did he just pitch his tent, he dwelled in the cities of the plain. He moved into Sodom, and he became a well-to-do an individual, apparently, who was there at the gate. He became part of the hierarchy. He was a highly respected man in the most wicked city on earth. May I say that sin is progressive. I don't think anybody ever starts out, takes their first drink, and plans on being a drunk. No one takes their first opportunity at immorality and plans on being a harlot. No one it's their first high and plans on being a drug addict. God help us today to never move toward sin. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray you'd prevent us, keep us from temptation, in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.